past and present Cerritos College students that have contributed to the campus as well as their own successful careers will be celebrated in this year's Cerritos College Hall of Fame. Staff writer John Gonzalez sits with Superintendent Linda Lacey and inquires about this most prestigious award.
Cerritos College has inducted 6 new staff members and alumni into their first ever Hall of Fame. Hall of Fame members include notable alumni and faculty members such as Ron Yari, Dr. Edward Bloomfield, Barbara Reynalda, Wally Kincaid, Jerry Rudzent, and John Gallant. Multiple committees nominated and voted for who they thought was most qualified from a strict list of criteria. President Linda Lacey explains exactly who is eligible for the Hall of Fame.
We decided some categories, and then we have a executive committee that contains representatives from pretty much every avenue of the college, faculty, staff, community members, a board member. So we just had a variety of folks that serve on an executive committee. And then each one of those were put in charge of finding a subcommittee for every category. So in other words, if it was the distinguished faculty, the president of the faculty senate chaired that and formed a committee to help look at the applications. We sought nominations, they turned the nominations in, and then the committee was put in charge of deciding who they would like to recommend to receive the honor. Each of the subcommittees that I talked about developed criteria of what they were looking for in the recipient, and they sent that out to people, for instance, the student alumni. The students were that participated in that to develop some eligibility and criteria for what they were looking for in that candidate. And then the subcommittee did a rubric and evaluated them on what they had determined was their criteria. Each category had a little bit different criteria.
After his pro football career, Yari opened up a photography business with his brother and has taken pictures for multiple professional and collegiate teams. He has given back to the Cerritos College community by taking photos for all the faculty and photos for the sports team. Rudzent has given back substantially to the school. He gave one student a dental makeover so she could have a more professional look when she goes out to try and find a job. Dr. Bloomfield helps with tutoring and scholarships for all the students on the Cerritos campus. He also donated some equipment and held a fundraiser after a faculty member got into an accident and his family couldn't pay for the medical bills. He also hosts a golf tournament to help raise funds for the school and scholarship programs. The corporate sponsor winner also donates money to fund scholarships at Cerritos, which range from all different majors and fields of work. We want to see people who are involved in the school, who have not only stood out, but who have done something to better the school and the students as well, said Director of Public and Government Relations Mark Wallace. Librarian Deborah Moore is quoted as saying, quote, "We narrowed them down and decided on one," end quote. New members will be inducted into the Hall of Fame each year and will be selected by new committees which are run by Cerritos College faculty members. An inaugural induction ceremony will be held to honor those who have been inducted into the Hall of Fame on April 12th and will be attended by all of the inductees. President Lacey looks forward to the award ceremony.
You know, the celebration dinner is going to be April 12th. We're going to have it at the Sheridan Hotel. And our culinary arts program is providing the food. And we'll be preparing the food for it. The Sheridan's been gracious enough to allow that to happen. And they're co-sponsoring the event with us. So it's going to be a very nice evening.
For Campus News Hour, this is staff writer John Gonzalez reporting.